Parshat Vayelech, we have the last mitzvah in the Torah. This is it. We're almost done with the... There's only a few parshiyos left, and there's no mitzvahs left. The last mitzvah is the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And this pasuk isn't written in a vacuum. It's written in the context of Vanochi Haster Astir Panai Bayomahu Al Kolara Asherasa. Hashem will be hiding his face. Okay, Kevyachol, he'll be hiding, meaning there may be tzaras going on, and we have to remember that Hashem is hiding. Hashem is really there. Hashem has not forgotten us. Hashem has not forsaken us. Hashem is still watching. Hashem is still in charge. We all have to do that. Then comes the pasuk that says, write a Sefer Torah. So what does that teach you from that context? It teaches you that the Torah has the power to save us, to protect us from whatever tzara is going on. Even at a time of Hester Panim, and I don't know exactly what year this was written. I didn't look it up. I didn't turn to the front of the book. But he says, Kibidorenu Azeh, I believe it was sometime around World War I. Okay, don't hold me to that. But he says, that's the point the Torah is saying. Follow the Torah. Follow its light. Ner mitzvah Torah or that... as he quotes a Gemara in Sotah, the Gemara in Sotah says as a mashal that a person's following in a dark path and you don't know where you're going and there's all sorts of thorns. You light a match and then you'll find your way. And he has another mashal that there's more light when the daylight comes, etc. And then you can really see your way. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. That's what the Torah is. And the Torah, the pasuk about writing the Sefer Torah is specifically in that context to tell us that whenever we have a tzara, whenever we have anything, we're supposed to gather our forces and strengthen ourselves in Torah. In the footnote, he tells us that at that time, when the Chafetz Chaim was, I guess, had told him this word about Kitfu Lechem and Ashir Azot, he was also going around chastising people for their Bittul Zman, for wasting their time. And he said, the Gemara tells us in Menachot, that Ben Dama Ben Achotosh Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yishmael when he can learn Chachma Yevanit, and he says, "Let me tell you when." The pasuk says, "Vigita bo yomam v'laylo." Learn Torah day and night. If you find a time that's neither day nor night, then you can go learn Chachma Yevanit. So the Chafetz Chaim gave a mashal to explain this. His mashal was, he says, "Imagine you're a craftsman." And you, I don't know, you make pots. So some person wants to come and intern from you and learn how to make pots. So he's going to come, and he learns the trade, and then he's okay, now he knows everything. So he comes to your house one last time, and he makes this pot, and he does everything, and then he goes, okay, now pay me. And you're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. The raw materials you used were mine. The electricity you used were mine. The rent on this place is mine. Everything, you know, why am I paying you? You made a pot in my store and I'm supposed to pay you? So, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's what Hashem is saying, the day and night are mine. You're supposed to use them the way I want you to. I don't have to pay you for that. And that's what it's saying. When it's day and night, when it's neither day or night, then you can go do everything else. So Zichru, Torah and Moshe Avdi, is that we are supposed to be focusing on the Torah, and that is what is going to help us out of whatever tzara we're in. Lo aleinu. And that fits very well because this pasuk of Yata Kitvu Lechem and Ashir Azot, right, the Sefer Torah, appears in the context just after Hastar Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody should have a ketiva, a chatzima, a tovah.